You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Gaston Ramirez to score and Middlesbrough to win was 11-1, now 14-1, and Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 19-10, now 5-2. Let's start with that keeper, Derek. Loris Karius, definitely at fault for the opening goal conceded against West Ham on Sunday, and didn't exactly cover himself in glory for the second either. And Liverpool just wobbling a touch since they lost Philippe Coutinho. I think that problem's twofold. We talked about on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, Derek. Because they've lost Coutinho, they've lost a player with that little bit of magic. And it means Roberto Firmino has had to play wide left with Divock Origi coming in. And it just changes the style and the formation of the team slightly.
Yeah, it does. It's been a catastrophic absence, Coutinho. And when I went to the match yesterday in Anfield, I looked at the Liverpool bench. I thought, where is everybody? It was an unrecognisable bench. There was nothing to bring on, which is why no subs were made by Klopp. And that was a real big worry. I was trying to think who was out then. It was Coutinho and Sturridge. They just have not got. It's rammed home to me at the weekend. They just have not got nowhere near the strength and depth to have a title challenge, and they've got nowhere near the keeper, because right now Liverpool would be better off with Rush keeper, because every shot that goes against them goes in. I don't remember this guy making a save, and the first goal was a joke. You could have saved it with your foot, you know, in the five-a-side game. The second one possibly could have done better, but I watched the Bournemouth game, and I was watching West Ham Liverpool yesterday, and West Ham didn't do anything, and they were 2-1 up. It's just so easy to score against Liverpool. You don't have to do anything to score past them. And Middlesbrough 5-1, I'm licking my lips, because it's a good time to play Liverpool right now. It's just too big, Middlesbrough. They let me down at the weekend. I went for them at the same price to win away from home at Southampton. I thought they were a big price there, but the same price on home soil. And they ain't going to give Liverpool any gifts, that's for sure, Middlesbrough. We know the way they'll play.
Yeah.
And what's let them down is they don't have that much attacking thrust. Well, I'm sorry, you don't need an attacking thrust to score against Liverpool these days. 5-1 is way too big.
That is reflected in the shots on target this season as well, Derek, what you're talking about with Middlesbrough not having that much attacking intent. They've actually only had 38 shots on target in the Premier League this season.
Well, if they do that against Liverpool, they'll score 38 goals.
That's a fair comment. Middlesbrough 5-1. I think, Tom, here, it takes a brave punter to back Liverpool 8-13.
Very much so. Middlesbrough's team that we've discussed time and time again, that just give nothing away, and their first target always is to not concede, and they've done a pretty good job of that. The problem I've got in this one is, have they got the capabilities of hurting Liverpool? Have they got the capabilities of scoring a goal that they're going to need to win the game? And probably keeping out, I think they're still the top scorers in the Premier League, Liverpool. So I think that's where I'd worry. But obviously with the helping hands of the Liverpool keeper, I think they might have a chance. I mean, what I find amazing is, Man City and Liverpool, two of the biggest clubs in the country, certainly two of the biggest spending clubs. They both changed their goalkeepers recently, and they haven't got a good goalkeeper between them. They haven't got one hand between them of any note. I find it staggering, all the scouting and everything that goes on, that you would bring sort of substandard keepers into the league, and they are so important as well. I mean, you only have to look at Manchester United with David De Gea the last 3-4 seasons, and how worse they would have done if it wasn't for him. But in this one, do you know what? I'm not sure about the result. I'll tell you what I'm going to go for. I'm going to go for Adam Lallana here anytime at 23-10. I think Liverpool will score against this Middlesbrough side. He's had a hand in 9 Premier League goals this season. And actually, I thought he was pretty good on against West Ham. And actually, with Coutinho's absence, he's really got to step up to the mark now. Mm-hmm. Because if you're looking at those kind of players that, he can do something from the edge of the penalty. He's not a Coutinho, but he's not a million miles away from that kind of player. And I think as far as a goal threat, I think he's the one they might look to. And I think 23-10 is a fair price, even money. So that would be my selection in this one. But I think if Liverpool win again, it's probably a Liverpool win and both teams to score job here.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.